If you're driving down the road one day and come across a camper with a 50-foot periscope sticking up, you just might have crossed paths with Ira Lifer. His quirky vehicle is on a serious mission. It's sniffing the air for methane, a gas that contributes to global warming. A few years back, Mr. Lifer drove across the country sampling methane from Florida to California. Boy, does that sound like a vacation. He talked to NPR science correspondent Richard Harris about his adventures.
Ira Lifer is a professor at UC Santa Barbara. Chances are you'll find him off campus in a garage next to a string of auto body shops near the airport. Hello.
Hi, Ira.
I'm Richard Harris. Nice to meet you.
Same here. Well, welcome to my space.
Fabulous. The converted garage is jammed with computer workstations and a bunch of high-tech gear.
Let me give you the quickie tour.
That'd be great.
This is my gas chromatography lab, if you will.
Gas chromatographs are instruments that analyze air samples. Lifer has a rack full of them. His are tuned to look for hydrocarbons, especially methane. It's the main ingredient of natural gas. It also is much more potent than carbon dioxide as a greenhouse gas, trapping heat in the atmosphere. So it's important to know how much is in the atmosphere and where it's coming from. Back in 2010, Lifer headed to the Gulf of Mexico to measure methane that bubbled into the water during the Deepwater Horizon blowout, and he needed to take his gas chromatographs with him to do these studies.
And the standard way that scientists usually deal with this is they pack everything up in a box and they ship. But that means you have to trust that FedEx or whoever is taking it won't accidentally drop it. So I thought, why don't I drive it down?
He rented a camper for the trip, and after his research cruise ended, he thought, why not sample the air on the way back home? So he jerry-rigged a setup for these delicate instruments in the back.
It involved a lot of work with an air mattress folded over in half, a giant tarp filled with styrofoam peanuts, bungees holding things to the wall, and so on. It really looked like a Rube Goldberg kind of weird device in the back with this gas chromatograph sitting in the middle of it.
He and a couple of assistants took 6,600 methane measurements as they drove west, starting in Florida. Lifer says the measurements steadily increased as the RV approached Houston, which is home to hundreds of petrochemical plants. Driving around plants and natural gas pumping stations, he often found spikes of methane.
And after we left Houston area, we then continued westward, and the methane levels decreased and decreased and continued doing so all the way to the Mojave Desert.
The highest readings turned out to be in the Los Angeles area, specifically around the La Brea Tar Pits.
The tar pits are in the North LA Basin. They are areas of, quote, natural seepage, unquote, in which oil, tar, and methane seeps up to the surface and fills the pits where animals have been preserved from the ice age.
He uses air quotes because some of the leaks probably aren't natural at all, but from oil wells drilled in the early 20th century, tapping into those same natural hydrocarbon reservoirs. Back then, they weren't so careful with their wells.
When the company went bankrupt, they wouldn't seal them up very well. They might just stuff trees and stones and rags in them, literally.
Methane also contributes to smog, so LA is very interested to figure out where its methane comes from. Air mattresses and bungees aren't actually required for this kind of study. A new type of chromatograph can withstand the bumps and bruises of the road. So since his road trip in the rented camper in 2010, there have been lots of similar methane studies. Lifert says his is the first cross-country observation. It's being published in the journal Atmospheric Environment. Lifer was so intrigued by the possibilities here, he bought his own 37-foot diesel RV, and he souped it up to be a rolling chemistry lab. It's complete with a hydraulic lift to get all his gear into the back of the vehicle.
So now let's go back and we can set the mass going up.
It's like a giant periscope.
It is a periscope in an RV that goes up five stories.
You have some cool toys.
Scientists are known to like cool stuff.
Of course, the mast is only up when the camper is parked. Over the course of his expedition, not only did Ira Lifer learn that he really, really wanted a new RV to study pollution, but he got a firsthand sense of just how much methane gas simply leaks out of refineries, pipes, and wells before it can get to would-be customers.
So we're talking several $100 billion of profits that's just being lost. It's causing a lot of environmental damage. And so, and this is one of those perhaps rare cases in which doing the right thing leads to a win-win situation for the shareholders, for the economy, for as well as the environment.
The challenge now is for those companies to track down all those leaks among 500,000 gas wells and hundreds of thousands of miles of pipeline. Sealing those leaks won't always pay those companies back in cash, but it will provide rewards in the form of less rapid global warming. Richard Harris, NPR News.
And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.